fall nearby. It's possible to assume the most undignified position in the world without effort and without thinking. The position officially recommended: flat on the ground, face down, mouth slightly open, and hands covering ears. Even then, the bombs somehow don't seem to make as much noise as they should, but they do seem real. In one village, you'll see people standing in doorways, all staring in the same direction, their faces expressionless, reflect no fear and little anxiety. It's another village or another town that's being bombed. I don't believe the proceedings seem very real to them either. I'm trying to tell you that this business of being bombed and watching air fights is the sort of thing which fails to produce the anticipated reaction. The sense of danger, death, and disaster comes only when the familiar incidents occur. The thing that one has associated with tragedy since childhood. The sight of half a dozen ambulances, weighted down with an unseen cargo of human wreckage, has jarred me more than the roar of dive bombers or the sound of bombs. Another thing that has meaning is fire. Again, that's something one can understand. Last night, as I stood on London Bridge and watched that red glow in the sky, it was possible to understand that that fire was the result of an act of war.